Our scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through to 25. Hear the word of God as follows. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through Him are believers in God, who raised Him from the dead and gave Him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the Word of the Lord remains forever. And this Word is the good news that was preached to you. And I ask your attention in particular for the verses 18 and 19, where we heard about us knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Blessed congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we celebrate the Holy Supper together, being at the table or observing it from the pew, the Lord teaches and shows us in a visible way how we became children of God. You see symbolized before you the price that was paid for you to receive all these riches in Jesus Christ, all the blessings of being a Christian. And this wonderful status did not come cheap, even if it was given to you out of grace alone. We did not pay the high price, but God did. And as is often the case with things that we did not pay for ourselves, we tend to become more careless about them, unattached, and often do not appreciate the way we should. The sort of fact that we are children of God does not always have that impact on our lives as it should have. The people to whom Peter is writing are suffering for being Christians. And they are encountering all kinds of trials in their lives. So the temptation is there to compromise with the world, to avoid some of these trials, some of these temptations, to give in to the desires of their own hearts and flesh, and not take this calling to be holy all that seriously. Being children of God, they were strangers here in this world. But the temptation is always there not to live like strangers, but to make yourselves at home in this world, be part of it. Well, there's nothing new under the sun, is there? Now, there are various ways of admonishing people when they become callous and negligent in their service of the Lord. But Peter, as an older and wise pastor and teacher, as one who himself also learned obedience the hard way, admonished the people to whom he sent this letter to holiness by reminding them what a high price was paid for them. Reminding them how much it cost to set them free, and how foolish it therefore would be to return to the slavery of sin. He also reminds them what they have been set free from, what their past was, what their life would be like without Christ. And he says, you were ransomed from the empty, these futile ways of life inherited from your forefathers. You were redeemed. You were ransomed. That means you were captives, you were prisoners, destined for death. As it says elsewhere, under the curse of the law, captives of all evil. Now here it speaks about the empty, the futile way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. That's what life without Christ is. No matter how traditional you may be. Even if you live in the style of your forefathers, Peter says, even if you are not a rebellious kind, but without Christ, it is empty, meaningless. Whether you were a pagan who faithfully observed the traditional lifestyle of your parents, or whether you were a Jew who diligently walked in the ways of Judaism, all people addressed by Peter in this letter. What comes up in the heart of people is empty. Has no lasting substance. It's an empty way of life, which will only lead to death, no matter what your background may be. And you would never have been able to ransom yourself, find freedom yourself, no matter what solutions and ways we come up with, no matter what price you can afford. Without Christ, life is utterly hopeless, empty. We would hunger and thirst to death, even if people don't realize it. Now, we easily forget what horrible state and prospect we were redeemed from. And therefore, Peter reminds us. At the same time, remember how we have been set free from all that. Remember what incredible love and effort was shown from the side of God in order to give you life, life and hope for now and for eternity. A very high price was paid for you. Not perishable things such as silver or gold, even what we consider of great value here on earth, that could not pay for your ransom, could not set you free, but Christ gave his own life, gave his body, shed his blood for you. His precious blood was poured out for a complete forgiveness of all your sins, as you will hear also at the table. And that is what the food and drink on the table teaches us. Someone died for you. And not just anybody, was the Son of God, so that he could nourish you for eternal life. He gave his life, as we heard, a lamb without blemish or spot, as was required to pay for all our sins. The Lord had reminded his people of that all those centuries throughout the Old Testament, at every Passover celebration. Whenever the Passover lamb was sacrificed, the lamb which had to be without blemish or spot. His justice could only be satisfied by the death of the Son of God. Only a perfect sacrifice could please God. And that would never be found here on earth. Nothing perishable would do. Nothing with the slightest imperfection. So God himself provided the ransom, the precious blood of his own beloved Son. How could anyone then be careless or indifferent about being saved? How could anyone despise the freedom which was bought for such a high price? How could anyone then return to living in sin, living an unholy life, return to slavery? Think of what God has done for you, brothers and sisters. And let also this celebration renew your thankfulness and your commitment to the Lord. Remember, you owe your life to him. And that you are united with Jesus Christ just as much as the bread and wine become part of your body. See God's great love, his mercy. See how much God cares for you. Each one who is invited to the table to receive the bread and wine, and for whom this celebration is given for the strengthening of faith. And if you are not yet celebrating at the table, may it increase your desire to do so. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Amen.